Good morning. I have an exciting announcement.
Fall is my absolute favorite season.
And by season, I mean fall or summer or whatever this is.
You tell them summer's over?
Summer's over.
Summer's over.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what today is?
It is the autumnal equinox.
Speak English.
Fall is officially here.
It's the first day of fall.
Do bundle up because it's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Well, if you want to be technical, it's still spring. Fall officially hits at, it's still summer. I'm still hoping for spring. Let's do the last 2 years over. So it's still officially summer until about 12:30 this afternoon. So we still got another 2 hours to, you know, go out and woohoo, summer. Just in case you wanted to. Because it is going to be, wow, I hate to be doom and gloom, but it's dark days ahead. Now, we bring the light. We always bring the light. The light is inside of us, and we can capture it and bring joy to other people. I know it's hard when you see stories like, oh, Nevada Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor Mac Miller assaulted by security and dragged from Clark County Commissioner's meeting. And you watch the video. I know that's pretty distressing. And it gets people down. And if you haven't seen the video yet, I'll be posting it on my webpage a little bit later this afternoon. I've got to update that. Oh, so much stuff going on. But as you heard about the drive-by shooting of the kids, the assault on Mac Miller, the assault on your freedoms, soon to be your privacy, it's all tied together. All you have to do is watch Australia to see what is coming. What is coming to this country? And in a small respect, if you've seen this video on Mac Miller, what's already here? Your rights being violated. And now it's interesting to see the Communist Party of the Democrats and the Communist Party of the BLM fighting back because their rights are being violated. Yeah, very interesting segment that I was watching the other night on a BLM organizer in New York City. Didn't like that he couldn't get into a restaurant because he didn't have a vaccine passport. Saying that should be freedom of choice. That's discrimination. People will continue to wake up to the fact that black versus white, yeah, the oppression isn't there. Yeah, there's some bad cops out there. There's bad everything. There's bad teachers. There's bad firefighters. There's bad radio hosts. But they are trying to split the country into being something we're not. We come together in times of crisis. We smile at each other no matter what the color of someone's skin. We hug each other no matter what the color of someone's skin, their ethnicity. To true Americans, that doesn't matter because we're all created equal. Equity has nothing to do with it. Which, by the way, we will be seeing more people moving out of California. Why? Well, let's just say that the fraud recall election has done nothing but inspire Newsom to destroy the state even faster. So Gruesome Newsom is signing multiple bills that will pretty much destroy what is considered single family housing developments. So if you live in, you know, a beautiful neighborhood and it's single family homes as far as the eye can see, well, in California, Newsom is moving to eliminate all of that under the guise of narrowing the racial wealth gap. What does that even mean? He doesn't want anyone to live the American dream anymore. But it's not him. That is part of the plan. Rack 'em and stack 'em, baby. Want people in high-rise condos, high-rise apartments, just like we see in China. Because with your social credits, like you have in China, or if there's a biological weapon that is released once again, and trust me, they will be, the government wants to just come and lock that front door so you can't get in or out. So Gavin Newsom has signed, let's see, three bills. One of the new laws will make it easy to build housing projects in suburban areas zoned for single-family residences. All in the name of equity. So what's going to happen to all those single-family homes that are already there? Again, this is where I take you to watch BlackRock. Watch out for BlackRock. Because they keep buying up housing developments. And they will either make the rent so expensive that you can't live there, or those areas will be completely demolished for rack 'em and stack 'em housing. But why do we need all this housing? Because the crisis at the border is not going to stop. And just so you know, as you know, Armstrong and Getty wasn't alluding to there, they were just talking about some of the Haitian refugees. Well, let me tell you, interesting story out of what some people consider legitimate news. I don't know. The one with the peacock. More than 20,000 Haitians are gathered in Colombia for migration to the U.S. The DHS knows where all these people are. They're tracking them. 1,500 in Panama, 3,000 in Peru. Coming to the U.S. Just like the caravans that, you know, this is nothing new. Nothing new. And Joe Biden? Oh, you don't want to ask him about it. It's not a pretty sight when you get on his bad side, which is pretty darn hysterical. So here's a reporter as Joe Biden's just passing through, trying to get an answer on the border.
President, what's your reaction to the images from the southern border? It's under control.
We will get it under control. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, he won't. That's not part of the plan. Because all of those people are supposed to be, and you see this in the middle of the night because, you know, reporters have to sleep at some point, I guess. In the middle of the night, thousands and thousands of those people are being bussed out. They're being given a piece of paper that says a notice to appear. None of them are going to appear. They never have. They never will. And they are shipped off to everywhere in the country. We can expect 9,000 here in Nevada alone. When you look at the numbers, what's coming across, the people that are all sitting there, that's minuscule in comparison to what Biden has let into the country since January. They were lined up waiting for his inauguration to just pour across to create the United States of America as a third world country. We have people that won't get off their butts and go back to work because the government is paying them right now. Businesses are closing. What are you going to do? You're going to hire cheap labor. You're going to hire the Haitians. You're going to hire the Latin Americans. Why? Because these people know struggle. They know what it's like when a government is controlling whether you eat or not, whether you work or not. They're still looking for the American dream. And they think it might still be here. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We've got a lot to talk about today.
General Mills introduces their all-new cereal, Apple Pie Toast Crunch. Get ready for their other holiday flavors, like Pumpkin Pie Crunch, Fruitcake from Hell Crunch, Reindeer Roadkill Crunch, Spiked Punch Crunch, Elf Toenail Crunch, and Santa's Sweaty Lap Crunch. The taste of the holidays is here from General Mills. Just don't add too much milk. You do not want these soggy.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And I know when I bring you all this doom and gloom, I got to give you something to smile about. So I'm dropping a few memes on you this morning. Some of you idiots snorted cocaine that's been cut with 50 different toxic chemicals with a rolled up bill that was shoved up a stripper's, you know what, crack, and you're walking around town with a face mask on because you're scared. That's pretty damn funny. Also, this just as a little meme here, picture Clint Eastwood with his just most disgusted face. I see what the problem is here. I'm talking in English and you're listening in dumbass. Well, you can't pull anything over on this woman, and all I have to say to her is, you know, dang it, Mindy, where the heck have you been? Doing all that, doing all that stuff down in Clark County, and we need you up here in the north.
Well, Nevada's a big state. It's almost two states between the north and the south, and I've been trying to hold my own in southern Nevada, just doing everything I can. It is where I live, and I have to say it's probably the most corrupt part of this country. I know I say that these days, but it's super corrupt.
It is, and it's, you know, it just shows the similarities between Nevada and California and how much Newsom is pretty much training Sisolak, or it might even be vice versa. But tell us what happened yesterday at the Clark County Commission meeting, silencing. Because I know that if Clark County is pushing garbage like this, that Washoe County is going to be the next to follow, and I'll be one of the ones silenced bringing the truth on COVID and everything else that's going on.
Well, you know, I've been going to these normally no one goes to town hall meetings, and because normally everything's good, but things aren't good. So we've been going, we've been taking them over. Basically, we could have 99% of the room against forced vaccinations, against all this stuff, and then they vote however they want. Mm-hmm. And we saw something terrifying on the agenda item that they wanted to basically censor free speech to push the jab. They were worried that they wanted to label health misinformation a public crisis or something of that sort. I'm like, well, number one, you can't do that. It, of all things, when it comes to our health, we need to see both sides and all the facts.
Yeah, who decides if it's misinformation? Because what I see from coming out from the health department, that's misinformation.
Absolutely. And that raised a bunch of questions. So people were talking. They're like, "What? Who decides what is misinformation? What do you actually, because it says take any actions against. Like, what does that mean? These were things that should have, they are untouchable. It is untouchable. And so we're already heated. And Kirkpatrick felt the need, she's the chairwoman, to get out of her seat to chastise someone because they had had their mask off and they were drinking coffee. They had already put their mask off, the need to go over and continue to chastise them. So, of course, we're getting rowdy. And they wanted to clear the room. I went to reach down for my stuff. I didn't realize my friend had already grabbed it. And the security guard started accosting me. And I mean, like, shoving me, chest bumping me. Like, he was this John Candy-looking guy. And I'm just like, what the hell? So he pushed me into two other people. One was Mac, I believe. And he's got a bad back. So he just, you know, he just started demanding the guy's name and badge, which, of course, they didn't give. And so things get heated. They drag him out and they throw him to the ground. Like, there's video and everything. It's awful.
What,
and
when
you can
I was,
hear his head hit.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I swear when I was watching the video, I heard his head hit the tile solid floor.
Yeah, like you can, because they go, I don't know what they were thinking going through the metal detector that fits one person. So they're doing that. That thing falls. You could see in several videos where they kind of have him up a few feet and then just drop him. And he ended up having to go get care for that. And he had a huge knot in his head. He was kind of, I think he blacked out because he was out of it for a bit and then a little yeah. loopy after. And hopefully he's better today. But it's completely unacceptable. And then they went on to vote for it. They voted for it 5-2. This thing that they cannot do. So I think we're in crisis. I think the entire state is in crisis. We should be marching yeah. in the streets every day. I don't know what else to do.
You know, and I don't know what to do either, Mindy, because up here, you know, we had a rally for school choice and CR against it and or for school choice against CRT. We had a rally with Joey for the vaccine mandates that the state workers came out. But there was like 50 people. Where are the thousands? Does it have to be to the point of Australia?
Thousands. Monica, we had thousands on the strip on a 108-degree day. The news wouldn't report on it.
That was going to be my other question. Was the media even there when the Clark County Commission was making this vote on something that's so horrendous?
No. But you know what? They showed up for about 5 minutes because they were giving these kids awards, set up a camera, got their footage, and left. They wanted their happy story. They didn't want any actual real news. And you got the Independent Journal already slandering them, making it the top story against Mac. You know, you physically assaulted a black Republican and injured him. And all they could talk about is like other stuff. I'm like, wow, you guys really, really, we have a problem. There are no local news stations, not even the Fox. The Fox is very left-leaning. It's very pro-vaccine here.
So let me ask you this. Who are those security guards down there? Are they private security? Are they law enforcement? Because the state
I
just...
I don't know. There were two different types. There were people, there were men in black that seemed, men and women black. There was like a darker uniform. It had a lot more stuff. It seemed a little bit more legit. But then you had like these security guards, looked like they worked at the mall, and this guy was out of shape, no name badge. And then after everything happened, the real Metro showed up. So I have no idea who's actually in charge of the security at the commissioner's meeting.
Okay, well, the state just signed a contract with a private security force. And we know the problems with private security forces mm-hmm. is they don't take an oath to the Constitution. Law enforcement does. And so it's just, to me, in my opinion, it's just going to get worse. They are preparing to keep people locked out and to push people out because Well, they have no ethics like that.
And there's no accountability. They have our governor, who's corrupt. You have a four-time arrested attorney general. And you have a secretary of state that actually enacted most of the fraud. Where are we supposed to go to for accountability? I mean, the problem is we can't vote these people out, and we can't get an audit because the people that would be in charge of pushing for it and investigating it are the ones that committed it. We are stuck in a box, and I don't think we're going to win this through legislation. We're really going to have to do something else. And I don't mean violence, because they're going to use that against us. We just have to do something else because this is not working.
No, we're going to have to shut the state down by walkouts.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
how many Department of Corrections, how many state health workers, how many people are going to have to walk out and shut this state down until reason and constitutional rights are brought back? Mindy, how can people follow you and know what's going on in Clark County? Because, you know, Washoe, just like Nevada follows California, Washoe County follows Clark County with their decisions. So I see this coming up here.
Yes, it's always a domino effect. I lost my Twitter because I was doing so much stuff about Nevada fraud, and it was a big account. But you can find me on Gab under my name. You can find me on Telegram, and my Telegram channel is mostly Nevada-related. I make sure I try to post every rally, everything there, because Lord knows we're censored everything else, everywhere else, and they like to change the times and stuff for these meetings. So follow my Telegram. I still have an Instagram. I don't know how long that's going to last. But definitely, I like Gab. You'll see the articles that you won't see everywhere else, and it's a much more positive world than you think when you get off of mainstream media.
Absolutely, 100%. Mindy Robinson, thank you so much for being such a fighter for Southern Nevada. We need more fighters like you throughout every single county in this state. So I appreciate your time today, and you know you are welcome on this station anytime.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk at 99.1 and 92.3. Online at 99.1fmtalk.com.
Oh, yeah. I'm going there. I'll go there on any topic you like. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Please log on to our web pages today. Answer our poll question. And I have a feeling this is going to be a pretty high percentage of yes, but I just want to throw it out there anyway. Should the safeguards for pharmaceutical companies not being sued over adverse effects, should those be removed? Should those be removed? Would they take more care in what they put in shots? For all kinds of things, not just this fake vaccine. Love to hear from you today at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Yesterday's poll question, will you start your Christmas shopping now? 3% said already done. My hat's off to you. 14% said yes, and 83% participating said no. Well, if taxes keep going the way that they're going, we might not have money for gifts at any time. But you know what? Gifts don't have to cost that much, especially when taxes keep rising. Joining us right now on the Monica Jay Show at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, we've got Gene on the line. Gene, always bringing us great information, wants to talk about natural gas taxes. Hey, Gene, thanks for calling into the show today.
Hi, good morning, Monica. I was just revisiting this issue from yesterday and the day before yesterday and had obtained some more information about it the listeners' information and the public's information, there will be an attempt, and there is an attempt by Democrats in the Energy and Commerce Committee and a couple of Oregonian congressmen who were, if we think back to 2017, the Oregon State Legislature under Catherine Brown, Jerry Brown's sister is the governor of that state, tried to put a BTU tax on natural gas, and it exiled the Republican legislature to Idaho, and they couldn't really reopen their government until they dropped this attempt to turn up the misery index and put the screws to Oregonians under the banner of climate change to put in a natural gas tax. But that's what we have from the Biden administration. That's what we have from Democrats in Congress. And the president was the president told Americans that he wouldn't raise taxes on those earning less than $400,000 a year. But I can't imagine anything more scary and crippling for the American economy than to start to put the screws to Americans under the banner of climate change and imparting a draconian natural gas tax as outlined in as outlined by this committee. So I think what I want to do is, per your guest last week, to start to flood the fax machines, phone lines, and emails of members of Congress. I have a name of a committee member who is the lead of the Energy and Commerce Committee, and he's out of New Jersey, and his name is Frank Malone, Congressman Frank Malone out of New Jersey, and I don't even think that his own constituents know, in a very cold, dreary state during the winter, like New Jersey is, that he plans on raising their quadrupling their winter heating bill under this plan. So that's what's going on with this. So just for the viewer's information, the phone number to the Capitol switchboard is 202-224-3121. The operator will answer. You just have to ask for Congressman Frank Malone of Jersey, and Americans who want to do that can start imparting their outrage in the phone lines of this congressman. So that's really the thrust.
And after that, call back and ask for the office of Amaday and ask for the office of Lee and Titus and, you know, just keep the calls going.
And Horsford and the whole pack of them. But to be very clear, you know, the president said no gasoline taxes, you know, in his transportation bill. No, I'm not going to raise gasoline taxes. Mm-hmm. But I can't imagine anything more that would throw fuel on the inflation fire, as it were, than imparting a big natural gas tax on Americans right
now, or
at any time in the future. So just to recap, his Congressman Frank Malone, a Democrat out of New Jersey, and he's the conduit for attempting to put in a pretty draconian natural gas tax on your home energy bill going forward. And we've already been warned by the media, who was surprising that they put that out there, that the Americans are facing some draconian increases in their heating bills this winter and going forward.
And look at all of the different areas that have limited the use of wood-burning fireplaces, you know, and saying there's certain days that you can use them or not. People are turning to natural gas.
Exactly. And then you have the woke liberals who dominate this administration. They're all from Berkeley. You've got Kali Kamala. You've got the Pelosi's. You've got a few of the congressmen out of that greater Bay Area who may have been a conduit in this. I mean, they're banning natural gas hookups in Berkeley, various areas around the Bay Area. And they're the climate zealots that have gone in and hijacked this administration. I don't know. Maybe it may be the wrong analogy, but that's what Americans are facing from Democrats is more inflation, more economic austerity, and on energy, the Democrats are going to turn the screws on us.
Maybe that's what Biden meant by it's going to be a cold, dark winter. Gene, I got to let you go. Thank you for all the updated information and who to call. That's what people need. It's just like, tell me who to call. Give me a number and I'll do it. All right. Let's go back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Dr. Edwards, who wants to talk about schools. Dr. Edwards, thank you for calling 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Well, now I'm a doctor, huh? All right.
This is Roger Edwards.
Anyway, yeah, I'm calling. You know, they're talking about putting the screws to people. School district filed an action against Jeff Church, an ethics violation for keeping all of us in the loop of what's going on with the school district. You talk about cancel culture.
Wow.
We have run amok. run amok. That was yesterday's news.
Wow.
They file an action against him in violation of like 7 policies, and they're trying to get rid of him. So we need to flood the place, and I'm going to start accusing him of whatever.
Well, Roger, they've already gotten rid of him, because I've talked with Jeff and he's not going to run for reelection. I've tried to change his mind numerous times, sure, but he can't do it. So we need
hassle,
people.
Hassle until you're beat down and then you go away.
We need.
That's a Democrat policy from way back.
And we need to wipe out all of these sitting trustees except for Jeff. And we need to get responsible conservatives in there.
We're trying. Anyway, that needs to be, everybody needs to contribute to Jeff's attorney's fund so that we can, he'll have enough money to pay for lawyers to fight this, because it's probably going to be very expensive. So,
unbelievable.
More crap coming from our school district. So,
unbelievable.
Anyway, that's all I've got. Talk to you later.
Roger, thank you. I appreciate it. And of course, you know, Roger could have plugged the fact there that he's running for school board. So as soon as we get closer to the primaries, I'm going to give you all of the information that you need on everybody who's running so you can make informed decisions, because nothing's going to change until we get these people unseated, until we get these people out. And speaking of ethics violations, why don't we go against the attorney that is sitting right next to Dr. Angie Taylor, feeding her all of this, and see if there's an ethics violations on his part for knowing that one of the trustees wasn't actually living in the district that she was representing, and just let it go. We'll have to get Seagal Chatta on that, as well as other things that she's working on, and just received a press release on that issue.
Dear diary. Well, here we are on the first day of fall. Autumn brings the promise of wearing enough clothing to not repulse the opposite sex. Fall is my favorite time of year, and I cannot wait to blow my entire paycheck on boots.
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
It is the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. But I want to hear from you. It's also your show, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And what we're seeing happening around the world is right here in Northern Nevada. So be on the ready. I mean, who would have thought we have to start a GoFundMe page for legal services for a Washoe County School Board of Trustee, because he tells the truth. He tells people what's going on and what they need to know and what parents need to know. That just shows you how secretive and manipulative the Washoe County School Board of Trustees actually is. They don't want you involved. They don't want parents involved. That's why in the last legislative cycle, you had bills going forward that removed even the school district from the curriculum and decisions about the school districts. They wanted the state to handle everything. I'm sorry. It doesn't work that way. And it's not going to work that way. That's why we need people in office from the city, the county, the state, and the federal level that know what they're doing. And not just knowing the Constitution, but applying it. That's one of the biggest grievances. You know what? I don't care what Lisa Krasner has accomplished. I don't care what she's done. It's what she didn't do that concerns me and that has me running for the Nevada State Senate. Because if she supposedly teaches constitutional law, listen to her excuse. Ask her, why didn't you stand up for us, the American citizens, the Nevada citizens who were denied access to to our legislators who were denied access to that big building. All this garbage going on. Ask her why she doesn't show up to rallies with the people. The people she supposedly represents. You'll find her at all kinds of Republican events, Republican fundraisers, Republican activities. But you're not going to find her with We the People. That's where you'll find me. Coming up in the next hour, we've got some great guests for you. Do you like the spooky? Ooh. Well, we are going to have Voices from the Past Cemetery Tours starting up this weekend. And so we are going to have a very special guest. Kathy is going to be joining us. And she is, she works, actually. She was the founder and business manager of Funtime Theater. So she knows all about this. And it is a great way to celebrate not only Nevada history, but get your spooky on for Halloween. All right. Also joining us is going to be Cindy Martinez, taking a little break from the Washoe County Commission, you know, speaking her mind there. Hopefully we can get some people showing up to the Board of Health. This, I don't know, I almost want to call them a non-Board of Health, because they're not working for what's right for you. So she'll join us just after 11 to tell us what's going on with that. Because you have to see what's going on. I love hearing from you. I love helping you. I love doing everything I can for you. But I tell you, I'm sick and tired of getting emails and texts from people, getting names from me about doctors who are treating COVID. Because every doctor out there should be treating COVID. Every hospital should be treating it. But they're not. Why is that? Because they're being told not to. You want to keep your medical license? Well, you'll play our game. But fortunately, there are enough doctors in Nevada, in Northern Nevada specifically, that understand what ethics are. They have a code of morals to treat people, to get them the medication that they need. Hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, Regeneron. And I'm more than happy to give you those names. I have just a couple on my webpage at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. And I'm sorry to the people that I wasn't able to answer yesterday with your emails, because I'm putting a new list together and it will have more doctors. More doctors are finally coming to me and saying, get me on the list. I will do what's right. Get me on the list. It's these big corporate giants. You'll figure it out that if your doctor is associated with these big hospitals, with these big corporations we have here in Northern Nevada, they're not going to be allowed to treat. It's the private practice doctors, the ones who make their decisions for their patients, who do what's right. So, I'm building an even bigger and better list for you, and I will get that done for you. It's the Monica Jay Show. Thanks for being here.